This is Awesome Etiquette from APM Podcasts and presented by VPR. I'm Dan Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post, and we're from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Twice a year, my boss takes my fellow coworkers and me to a lunch to celebrate the semester coming to a successful end. While I appreciate the gesture, it is always a somewhat stressful event for me. I am the youngest person in the group by about 20 years, so I spend a great deal of time listening to the ladies around me discuss what they are going to order, with the hope that their experience in that area will point me in the right direction in regards to what I should choose. My husband and I have discussed what is most appropriate when it comes to ordering a meal when you know that your boss is treating you. We both feel that finding an item priced somewhere in the middle of the range of the total menu is the best route to take. But we do still question if this is the best course of action. When someone is treating you to lunch, how do you know what to order? It always feels like a test, that I am set up to fail, and I want to honor my boss's desire to treat us without taking her generosity for granted. If there is a podcast that you have already done to address this issue, please send it my way. If not, could you please let me know how to tackle this situation? Thank you in advance for your help. Best, Alex.
Alex, you and your husband are absolutely right. Our normal advice for this is to order something kind of mid-range on the menu. The other great piece of advice that I love about this is to look to your host. What are they ordering? Are they choosing an appetizer and an entree? Probably really safe for you to choose an appetizer and an entree. If they're only ordering an appetizer, they might let you know, please feel free to order an appetizer, but I'm going to stick to just an entree. And that's okay. That's not a trick. It really is something your boss is trying to do to be nice. Bosses don't do this to trick you, to test you. None of that. I think you're right when you're unsure to go with something mid-range. But I also think it's really okay if you see other people, you see your boss ordering more things or more courses or a pricier item. Your boss also might say something like, the prime rib here is fantastic. Please feel free to order it. Those are the invitations and the cues that this is okay. Don't feel pressure. Do whatever works for you. The flip side is also true. If you really only want a salad or you want one of those appetizers as your main meal, it's okay to do that. The thing that I think you want to stay away from is what a lot of people would refer to as picky territory, where you're making a lot of substitutions or changes or asks. This isn't the lunch to do that. Just pick something that you can order right off the menu without changes as best you can. Obviously, if there's an allergy or something like that, you will have to make that known. However, that's perfectly appropriate.
You might think to yourself, I'm going to stick to territory that I'm a little more familiar with. I'm not going to make the riskiest choice I've ever made, either with food that's really new, unfamiliar, that you might or might not like. Sometimes we say stay away from food that's going to be really messy for a business lunch. This is celebratory, so I think you can afford to go to that territory that you think you're going to enjoy. But the real situation you'd want to avoid would be having something you don't enjoy on your plate and not eating much or any of it.
My guess is, too, that you don't want something that's really messy when everyone else is clean and you're like there. Maybe you ordered the lobster or the ribs or the burger and it's like juicy and greasy or the spaghetti. I'm just thinking like...
Particularly if you're the only one there who's 20 years younger than everyone else. I love the way you talk about you doing the work of listening to what other people are talking about, what they're going to order, because that's absolutely the tactic for a guest at one of these meals. That's where you're going to pick up those cues that Lizzie was talking about. The other thing that I'll mention is, for all you potential hosts out there, take your guests on a little tour of the menu. Say things like, you know, I'm not going to get that prime rib today, but really do give it a try. And let them know, because they're sitting there wondering exactly what Alex is wondering when she asked this question.
Alex, we hope that that helps, and we hope you really enjoy the luncheon this year. Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com.
You can also listen to our full-length weekly podcast. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by APM Podcasts.